In 2009, in response to, 9 years ago now, in 2009, in response to the fast-growing economic crisis, the library opened a job help center. I was shifted from my usual role in the local history and genealogy room to the new center, where I formed part of a crew of a half a dozen employees specifically deployed to assist job seekers. I spent a year there adjusting my skills to their needs. I saw people confronting barriers to employment, like having a criminal record or lacking good literacy and math skills. These are things I could have anticipated, although they hit me in a different way when it was my job not just to understand these barriers, but to help the person in front of me overcome them. My experience in the Job Help Center also gave me a new perspective on technological change. Almost all my public service involved looking over people's shoulders as they worked at the public computers. Sometimes I'd take over the mouse or even the keyboard for folks as they needed it. I found that the internet, far from leveling the playing field, reinforced the exclusion of those with the most disadvantages, contrary to my expectations. For instance, on public computers, the browsers can't remember your password, but every employer requires you to set up an account and locks you out if you guess wrong too many times. Multi-page applications would time out if one took too long to answer the questions on one page. The applicant would then lose his or her work, which was the cause of rage or tears more than once in my experience. Anyone been there? Yeah, okay. One man, when faced with the length and complexity of the application for a pet store chain, exclaimed, "I just want to wash dogs!" You know? All of us were unfamiliar with the skills for online searching and filling out forms at one time. I mean, this is all new to us at one time. We learned from experience. If we enjoyed regular access to a connected computer and familiarity with a keyboard, and if we shopped, entertained ourselves, or socialized online, we came to understand the conventions and terminology of web pages. Such experience, however, depends on income, residential stability, and education. People who can't count on those preconditions may find themselves forced to learn computer skills in a hurry, under stress, and in public. I could not change. Well, I'm going to skip that other part. For better or for worse, the fundamental things about a society persist. Ever more powerful devices for communication and computation have become ubiquitous in recent years. Our use of them has transformed our routines. It is easy to call this a new era and to indulge either in techno-optimism or in techno-doomsaying. In either case, the assumption is that the technology drives the rest of society. I'm here to say, let's not let ourselves off the hook. We still have the responsibility and even the opportunity to shape society to our values. Better, faster ways of doing what we've already done means that we're still doing what we've already done, whether that's to create opportunity or to increase inequality. I could not change the big picture that stacked the deck against these visitors to the library. I could hardly assure them that filling out applications would lead to a job, although we had some success stories. I could, however, give them a moment of human connection. I started copying the practice of one colleague who, when asked to help with some computer problem, would say, "Let's figure this out," and walk with the patron back to his or her seat. Once alongside the job seeker, I would be privy to details of their life story as they filled out a resume. I tried to listen and advise as respectfully as I could, and was sometimes rewarded with a handshake or with a smile of recognition the next time we saw each other. I'd love to tell you that I or the library proved to be turning points in their lives, but I'll never know. These encounters did change me, however. I can't blame the victim so easily now as before, or wall off other people's suffering from my responsibility. Maybe that's all I can ask of myself as an individual, to show respect and remember the common humanity between myself and the person in need. Gosh, is that it? I won't change anything that way. No, I won't. Not by myself, at least. Part of realizing the limits of what one can do as an individual is realizing that there is more, much more, that I can do, that we can do, in partnership with others. I'm glad I belong to a church that is plotting just such a course for itself. Aren't you? Okay. Thank you for your time. Please stand.